Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Paul Richardson, and it's my pleasure today to discuss with you, where CAR T therapy may fit in the treatment paradigm of treating myeloma in the future, and also describe briefly some of the adverse events and toxicities that have been seen in clinical trials, and how in the future these may be best minimized. I think first and foremost, CAR T therapy has shown tremendous promise in highly refractory patients in whom other potential treatment modalities have been exhausted. And in that context, to see the high quality of responses seen together with the durability of these responses has been particularly encouraging. Now, obviously, CAR T therapy as a modality has been particularly exciting in leukemia and lymphoma. And what's been recognized in myeloma patients is that whilst we see very high quality responses, durability remains an area of challenge. At the recent ASCO meeting, my colleague Dr. Nimparaje presented, I think, a wonderful presentation, which she described very elegantly the response data. She also mapped out for us the progression-free survival median, which clearly shows that whilst the therapy is remarkable in its effect, the median progression-free survival for the study cohort in her particular trial is about a year. And in that context, we clearly have to do more thinking to the future as to how we may make these more durable in their benefit. I think the promise for that, though, is very real, not least of which because various targets such as BCMA are now comprehensively under study. There are other CAR T modalities that seek to improve upon existing strategies by incorporating greater memory. And in that same context, none of these approaches to date have been coupled with a formal maintenance strategy, and that would be an obvious way forward to improving outcome. So I think there's great promise for CAR T therapy, particularly in younger fit patients, because like all of these cellular therapies, and especially in the immune space, there are some important toxicities to be aware of. So what about these adverse events? Well, one of the hallmarks of the approach is the so-called cytokine release syndrome, which reflects immune activation. Obviously, some of this may be helpful. Too much, of course, isn't. And in that regard, there can be some life-threatening toxicities associated with CAR T therapy that have been recognized for some time now, particularly in the context of leukemia and lymphoma therapy. In myeloma, we've seen these as well. They've proved manageable, thank goodness, in the vast majority of cases, but they are important. They may mean that this approach has to be, of course, only performed in the context of highly specialist centers and as part of clinical trials for the present. I am certainly hopeful, though, that in the future, we'll see CAR T therapy being advanced earlier into the treatment paradigm as its efficacy becomes confirmed. And indeed, very hopeful that in the future, we will see also approval for these particular strategies in the same way as we've seen them for both leukemia and lymphoma. Thank you for viewing this activity.